What up, dumbass bitches? This is Resting Bitch Pod with Allie Makovsky. You might be wondering why the setup looks a little bit differently. That's because I have another dumb joining me on this podcast today. I didn't want to have her on because I actually hate her and think she's an ugly, unfunny bitch. But a lot of people, and by a lot I mean two people, said I should have her on. So without further ado, help me welcome my guest for today, Annie Letterman. Bye. Thanks for coming.
By the way, one of those two people was me. I was like,
you should have me on. Yeah, she was begging me at the comedy store.
It's like a joke. It's a joke that I wouldn't be. Am I your first guest, or are you going to release this later to get some?
You're my first guest.
Wow, guys. She even, you put, what?
This, the little piece of toast. No. Keep that, but just talk into this, where this is.
Oh, here?
No, other way.
This way?
Yeah.
Why do they look the same on both sides?
No, look at this one has this, and the other side doesn't have that.
Hey, off to a great start. Welcome to the Special Bus Podcast. My bus was short. Like the men I've dated, my bus was quite short. It was cute.
You've dated tall men, I think.
And some shrimps.
Yeah, we're doing scampies.
We're doing no more scampies.
Ooh. Did you ever, like, I remember cooking with my mom, and when we'd make shrimp, you'd have to, like, pull the shit out of the shrimp.
Yeah, you'd have to de-shit it.
That's such a crazy thing to ask someone to do when they're cooking.
And it's
like, imagine
get in your fingernails.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
You just are going to have, can you get pink eye from shrimp shit?
Well, I think they're washed. But it still is shit.
It's shit.
But imagine, like, if you bought
what do you mean
chicken.
It's washed. They're still washed, but it's the shit.
I know, but it's washed shit. So it's like sanitized poop. It's just the remnants. You can see that it's poop, but it's clean.
I'll eat it. I don't give a shit. I just close my eyes and pretend it's not there. I like shrimp. It makes my nose itch. I'm allergic to it, and I don't give a fuck.
That's like me with dairy, I think. I don't know if I'm allergic to it, but I definitely notice that I have to shit. Yeah, it's like I get constipado.
She clogged the toilet at our jujitsu place. Do you know how funny it is to shit and then immediately have your ass in someone's face too?
Yeah.
It's better to get it out. You don't want it to get squeezed
out. No, because I get worried because you're in such vulnerable positions that I'm going to like fart or something at jujitsu. But what happened was I got there late. I really had to poop because I always go after the podcast normally. And I'm drinking a lot of coffee in the morning, and I'm not eating until after jiu-jitsu, and so it just hits me. And so I went thinking, like, it's just going to be a normal shit, but that was, it was beyond.
Shit.
Yeah. And it wasn't that it was, like, crazy. It was just too long.
Yeah.
It was a big, long daddy.
That's fun, and you're like, should I take a picture?
Well, yeah.
When it clogs the toilet, you're like, I should have taken a picture.
It looked
like
the,
fuck, I should have taken a picture.
It looked like the Titanic, where the top was just above water. I was like,
Jack,
I'll never let go.
There's, like, an arm reaching out.
Yeah. Yeah. But the thing is, like, we're normally the only two girls, but Scott was out of town, so the trainer was a girl, and then there was another girl that I didn't know in class, so I'm like, fuck, I can't, like, get away with it and just sneak out and come back a week later and be like, is that shit still there?
Yeah.
And I didn't tell anyone. I was embarrassed.
See, I look at it differently. I look at it, there's two other girls to blame it on.
Well, that's what I was thinking, but
they're not going to talk to each other.
But they did, because
they were both Hispanic.
What does that mean?
Because they're speaking in Spanish.
Oh, yeah. They're talking shit about me, yeah.
You know when you see, like,
well, one of the girls had her daughter there, and the daughter tried to go to the bathroom, and then she came out and went, Mommy, the toilet's clogged.
Madre.
Ay, caca en la toilet. I was like, oh no. I was like, I gotta go. I left class early. I was so embarrassed.
Isn't my toilet fucking perfume? Does that mean perfume?
I don't know.
That's so funny. She's like, Mom, there's poop in the perfume.
No. There's no plunger. I was gonna plunge it myself, like a real strong feminist.
It's probably in the boys section.
I know, and I couldn't
shitting it up the whole time.
So then I just put a big paper towel over the toilet thinking that was
out of service.
Problem.
You should have written in period blood. You should have written out of service.
I went in someone's bag because they had a notepad. So I was like, oh, I'll just take out
a piece of paper.
And I'll write a note saying out of order.
But what the best is that
there was no
pens. Can I just say something? That You went into someone's bag. That's
well, it was open. No. I didn't go into the bag. Allie, I saw a notepad that was empty.
To what I'm saying. Hush for 1 second. I know this is your podcast, but I need you to be the rest part of resting bitch. Okay.
You oh, are you? Does that mean wait? Does that mean you're the bi part of resting bitch?
You're so much bier than me, but I will eat you out. Listen.
You'd try all the time. You're like, oh, Allie, you're so gay, and then your face is in my pussy at all times.
I'm like, she's so gay. her cervix is so sweet. Anyway, it tastes sweet. Isn't that weird? No, you went into the. There's three women there. Okay, so you went into the bathroom where there's three women. You're one of the women. Two women had their bags in there. You shit the toilet up.
No, because there's...
Just listen to me. You shit the toilet up, and then you went into their bag. They know what the notebook paper looks like in their notebook. So these women, not only did they know that you shit, they also knew you went in their bag.
Yeah, but then I didn't end up using the paper because I couldn't find a pen. So I put the paper towel over it, thinking that by the time the class had ended, the poop would soften and be able to go down the toilet. And I kept checking every time we would take a break. I would go to the bathroom and try to flush it, but it would get super close to overflowing.
I've always overflowed it. I don't know how to wait. I don't know how to ask for help. I've always overflowed it. I've gotten shit. I've taken shit out of the toilet. If you're hooking up with
well,
a dude,
I tried
listen,
to do that.
I was dude, you clog up his toilet. You're gonna reach in for the shit.
I was gonna try and like get enough paper towel to wrap around my hand.
Fingernails after you clean shrimp. How about after you fucking clog a toilet with a guy you're hooking up with? I will reach
one time.
You're getting pink eye.
One time with my first boyfriend, who I mention a lot on this podcast, and let me tell you, I'm doing fine. I don't think about him that often, but I was on a heavy period flow at his house.
Hit her up. She's coming. She wants you back. Okay, good.
I would just be curious to like catch up with him. Anyway, I took out my tampon at his house and
it's always
blood splashed everywhere on the floor, and it was white tile, and I just had to try and clean it up, but it looked like one of those forensic files.
Where there's like and he had a black light. It was really unfortunate. Yeah. When I was drinking heavily, something happened to my body. I did so much damage to my body because I was drinking Jaeger like
blood.
All day. I was at my friend. I was in love with one kid. Okay. It was my ex-boyfriend's house. He was dating the sister of his best friend, Bill. I was hooking up with Bill just to get close to the ex-boyfriend so I could eat breakfast with him. I mean, it was really pathetic, but I would like drink and then I'd be like, Bill, come pick me up. And then Bill would pick me up and I would just like cock tease him pretty much like make out with him and then just be so in love with his roommate. So then, and sister's boyfriend. This is fun stuff.
I'm not following this tree, but okay.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. This guy is not getting laid, and I'm in my underwear in his place all the time. And on top of that, I go to use his restroom in the morning, and for some reason, I've done so much damage to my body that my body hemorrhages. It's like a miscarriage.
Oh my God.
It's like it's
maybe
like,
it was. It probably was.
But I don't think I had fucked him. So I mean, I was such a blackout. Maybe I'd fuck someone, but it was like it was just like overflowing. Just it just everywhere, all over his floor mat. Like I had to be like. Hey. I'm super in love with your best friend.
I don't know.
Roommate.
I think someone was murdered in your house.
Listen.
Did you hear anything weird last night? I think someone was murdered.
And of course he didn't care because I'd cock-teased him so much that he had fallen in love with
yeah,
me.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd given him nothing he wanted.
I think I'm a cock-tease, but I do put out.
Yeah, but you're emotionally, you can
I'm
shut
an emotional cock-tease.
But you can shut it off. Like your chill face, your resting Garfield bitch face is... like gives nothing.
Yeah,
it gives nothing.
Yeah, I think a lot of guys think I'm not, even if I am interested, I think that they think that I'm not interested because I always sound like this. I'm like, no, I really like you. No, I'm having a good time.
And my feelings are hurt. And I know
yeah, yeah,
that,
yeah,
like
yeah.
Scene.
And I'm like, no. I really like hanging
like
out with you.
I like when your eyes get wide and they're still only half open. Yeah. It's so funny.
Someone, I've talked about this before, but someone always comments on my Instagram saying, why are your eyes always at half mast? Because I'm always remembering 9/11 in my spirit. I was 5.
Last night, Dave Attell, someone said something about 9/11 and he goes, wait, what happened? It was the funniest
That's
thing I've
so
ever
funny.
Heard. Goes, wait, what happened?
Where was Dave?
He came to the Comedy Store. We hung out. Wait, I've gambled with him. It's not a big deal.
And he's big time.
You guys, I'm friends with him.
That's why I'm her friend. I'm climbing the ladder.
She is climbing the ladder. And can I tell you, when she first approached me, it was so aggressive.
It was not aggressive.
She went, you went, I look up to you.
I did not say that.
I promise you did. You were with Andy.
You crazy bitch.
You said you were probably mocking me. But you said, why don't you follow me on Instagram?
Okay, but that's
my idol. I swear to God you said something like
I've
that.
Said those things, but not like that. I didn't walk up to you and go, I was like,
who's this crazy boy? She had short hair. I was like, who's this dyke?
And then you were like, let's be friends. You wanted this to happen.
It took a year, but I softened her.
It did not take a year.
Your hair grew back, Allie.
That's not.
I was like, I'm not friends with lesbians. I need her hair to grow back. I have enough guy friends, okay?
No
new guy friends.
You know what's funny? When I was doing open mics in Orange County when I first started, there were these two guys. One of him has since killed himself. But they were big fans of yours. And they were like, man, Annie's like so funny and cool. And I was like, who's Annie? And that's why I liked you, because I like these guys.
That's where this story is alive.
And then one of them killed himself.
One of my fans kill himself because that's how funny I am? Of course. Do I recommend it? No, please don't. Please stay with us.
Annie,
I lost a fan that day. I now have one fan.
That's so funny.
Thanks for caring about me, dude. I'm sorry that that happened to you. I believe in ghosts.
Are you talking to him? He's listening. Yeah.
You brought up your ex-boyfriend. I'm wanting to get back in touch with him as a joke here, but I did that once.
What? You
when
got
I
in
was
touch?
Nine, okay, I had the guy I lost my virginity to.
I lost my virginity to this guy.
And I don't know. I mean, he was couldn't have been a bigger loser.
Same. This guy, I think. Well, I don't want to talk bad about him. I feel bad because I think some of his friends listen to this.
Well, mine's not watching this because I don't think they have podcasts in prison.
If they do, this is definitely not what they're listening to.
I mean, he did get out for a little bit, and I keep talking shit on him, and I'm like kind of scared of him. But he'll also send. I'm like, you have my virginity forever, okay? Yeah. On that waterbed. He took my virginity on a waterbed in Northeast Philadelphia. He had wood paneling. He had Tommy. He was a wigger. And by the way,
hard R.
Be upset with hard me saying R. this, but there's no other word. And it was a genre of a time before you were born. You're dressing like that time now.
Yeah, all my haters / fans are 12. So.
Yeah, so you don't understand. It's not an offensive word. Just get over it. But anyway, he was a wigger. Said it again. And you don't own me. Don't cancel me.
Annie's canceled. Hashtag Annie's canceled. No, comment on my Instagram.
You guys, I'm fucking raw.
I put Annie on my podcast as the first guest just so she could get out of my way and I could take her spots at the store.
She set me up to be canceled.
Yeah.
That's so funny. 12-year-olds
would take me
down.
So, Annie, I saw that in 2011 you tweeted, Jews are going to hell even though they don't believe in it. I do.
I did a deep search.
You said that.
I said, the Holocaust? What are we telling stories today?
I mean,
Holocaust.
It is funny now that I think about it that...
The Holocaust isn't real.
Cost.
What's the cost?
You know...
Of challah bread?
Jews and their money. It's always about cost with them.
The challah bread just so got dumb. Completely looked over by.
I'm getting canceled as well. We're both getting canceled.
Let's get canceled. It doesn't listen.
I mean,
the new wave is us talking.
I'd prefer to be canceled before I have anything.
Listen, you don't want to be in a position where you can't be funny and speak your mind and make the best jokes.
Yes, let's get into that.
Let me finish the story.
Yeah,
you're going to love this.
Yeah, I want to.
So
what was his name? Like Pablo?
His name was Brad.
Gary.
He was adopted. He lived in Northeast Philadelphia. He lived in the basement and he had this waterbed and this wood paneling. And he had his Tommy Hilfiger shirts hanging on the wall like they were artwork. He had a ferret.
Oh, nice.
He had a bong made out of a 2-liter soda bottle. He would say things like, this bitch doesn't suck dick. And I'd be like, I love you. I was like, he was so mean. I was 14 with nipple rings. So anyway, so his mom.
I had one nipple ring.
Oh, you did?
Just one left. Yeah, because I'm not gay.
I went left first and then I went right. 2 years in between. I had them for 6 years.
Nice.
I just took him out. I'm 21.
Will you show us?
Can you blow
no,
me?
No, don't.
There's
don't.
Too much nipple hair. I would, but it's too embarrassing.
We don't edit.
See my nipples.
We don't edit this podcast, by the way. So whatever you say is sticking.
Oh, I don't care. I had the mic too far away from me anyway. Allie's got great tits. Not that you need more people.
Thank you.
They're so good. And she kind of like downplays, but it's good. What's going on?
Thanks.
I mean, she does look like her pussy smells, but it doesn't. I've been around you. I slept in your bed.
I like to hook up with guys who smoke cigarettes because they lose their sense of smell.
Oh, the last guy I hooked up with was like, I have a really good sense of smell. He told me this after we'd fucked a couple times. I was like, I went, that's literally my worst
that's
nightmare.
That's a nightmare,
for a guy.
Yeah.
Because the first time I hooked up with him, I had the biggest bush, too. And the bush holds smell, like it's musky.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know we were going to hook up.
I like hooking up with dudes when I have a big bush because then I'm like, oh, you don't give a fuck.
Well, they can't. What are they going to?
I know.
But the thing is, they secretly care. But this is the thing. This is the trick. You have to care with it. I'm sweating into the cap.
You know when it like drips?
My pussy's sweating.
Last night I was at the store and I was wearing a tank top and there were just beads of sweat going down my side.
I have hyperhidrosis.
It was like my armpits were crying.
When I was in fourth grade, my armpits started. First of all, I had full armpit bushes. I was the first person. Your eyebrows, my armpits. Full armpit bush before everyone had like the boys' voices hadn't changed yet. Yeah. I got my period when I was like 3 years old.
Whoa.
Lost my virginity when I was two. It was consensual. He was one. Anyway, it was so hot. Diaper to diaper, baby. We 69 diaper style. Anyway, do you guys watch the Rugrats? Anyway.
Was that your porn?
Yeah.
Softcore porn.
We used to put it on. Like put on, yeah. Flick each other
Rugrats
off.
Rugrats and chill.
It was fucking hot. Rugrats and chill. We're smoking cigarette afterwards. Yeah. It's like
the candy cigarettes.
I got candy cigarette and a fucking bottle.
Undo my dipe.
Don't do baby voice. You're gonna get so many stalkers.
Goo goo gaga. Go.
Stop. You're really gonna get. You're gonna get. This is not good.
Really.
I like to do
this bit where I talk about how I can't come, but because it's I'm a baby, I can't come because my mommy never taught me.
Wait. I'm worried about you. That's why I'm not laughing. I have an idea for your podcast. Each guest should try to make you come.
Okay.
That's how you start.
You just spit over the jeans.
Did you get boners? Do you guys get boners yet? How old are these kids? Anyway.
I have no idea what
is. Years go by. I go to college. This guy breaks up with me. He fucks my best friend. He breaks my heart. He was always a shithead to me. He's like a heroin addict loser. He's just like a nightmare, right? You think I would just like move on and be like, oh, it's weird that I had an inappropriate relationship with a 16-year-old boy when I was 14 and he was a loser. Instead, I decide I want to like call him when I'm like 19 or 20. I'm like, I remembered his number. I was like, I'm gonna call him and like make amends with him. I'm gonna be like, I was working.
Why would you apologize to him?
Well,
I just wanted to talk to him.
Well, I thought I was gonna call him. I did this thing called the Landmark Forum, and you're supposed to like make amends or whatever. I don't know, but I was like I was calling him thinking I was gonna go like, I'm sorry, I put a lot of pressure on you. We were just kids, like. I was so upset and stuff. But in reality, like, I don't owe this guy an apology. He did a bunch of weird, shitty things to me. I just was off, you know?
Yeah.
So I called him and I was like, hey, man. And he was like, still living in his mom's house. Number was the same. He picks up. He's like, hello. And I'm like, hey, it's Annie. And he goes, oh, hey. And I'm like, hey, I just wanted to talk to you. I just wanted to, like, apologize, like, about, I think I like put so much pressure on our like little baby relationship. That must have been really weird for you to have like me crying and so into you and so in love with you. And he went, I'm so glad you called. He's like, I always felt really bad because I was always so in love with your friend and not into you.
Oh,
I was
my
like,
God.
My a bad connection. And I hung up. So funny.
I had there
was in prison for years. I let this person have my power.
When I was
Brad, if you're listening.
When I was in third grade, I was on the radio for 4 years making prank phone calls, and I had like my first like elementary.
Third grade?
Yeah. I was employed, bitch. And I had this boyfriend for like, you know, fifth grade, and he broke up with me, and I got a call from him like a year later, and I was like so in love with him.
You're in fourth grade.
And he called me on someone else's phone. It was sixth grade at this point, and he was like, hey, Allie, this is Nikki. I just wanted to say I was only dating you because you were on the radio. And then I saw him like maybe in eighth
grade
or something, or ninth grade.
Was he on the radio pranking you when he made that call?
No.
Boom, inception.
No.
I made her high five me. It was so hard.
Yeah, it wasn't good. It wasn't worth it. But I saw him later at a party, like a kickback house party. And he was not doing well.
Yeah, they never are.
No. I was just telling my friend Jackson, there was this guy I was like in love with in high school, and I thought that if I got a boyfriend, he would be like a little bit jealous and like wish he had made a move first. So I was like, hey, Trevor, like I have a boyfriend. And he was like, oh, really? I thought you were a lesbian. And I was like,
I like that all your stories are from high school.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's all like, I have. That's all like, I have. But now,
I'm like,
but
I'm
now,
75 years old.
But now I was with my friend from high school recently, and I was telling her that story and how it like crushed me at the time. And she just messaged me saying, oh, I was at a party with Trevor and he's down. And I was like, too late. He's doing like Oxycontin in his dorm room still.
Dude, it's over.
It's over. I'm out of your league now.
They always come back.
Should have got me when I was an ugly bitch.
They always fucking miss you. They're always like, oh shit, what I could have had. Fuck you. But Brad, honestly, if you're watching.
What was he in prison for?
Heroin stuff. And some guy was like, did you hear what happened to Brad? And I was like, what? And they're like, Drew came in, this other kid from my school who's dead now. They're all dead. Don't be a juvenile delinquent. Just be fucking chill. Just be cool. Like, do your homework. You don't have to do heroin. Do your homework. Do the other age. Homework. So he comes. He's like, Drew came in and shot up Brad's room. Because the drug thing. I went, oh my God. And he goes,
is the water bed okay?
He goes, Brad's fine. I go, no, the water bed. I want to do a whole Brad.
You should do a one-woman show about Brad.
It's called Brad. Why didn't you love me?
I saw George Carlin's daughter do a one-woman show, and it was the worst thing ever. She was like, Dad, is that you? And I was like, he's dead, dude.
He's not there. He's so probably is this feels show. More present than...
And she was saying during the show, she was like, yeah, when I first wrote a book about my dad, he told me not to release it. He really didn't want me to do it. But now now that he's dead, I'm doing whatever I want.
I kind of like that idea.
Yeah, I don't know if I like it. It was
but
a bad
also,
show.
But also, here's the deal. When someone dies, their legacy lives within you. So you can fucking try. I mean, that's like the ultimate like revenge is to just drag someone's dead name through the dirt.
Yeah. R.I.P. Michael Jackson.
R.I.P. Michael Jackson. R.I.P. Jimmy Savile. Do you know about the guy who fucked the kids and the corpses?
R.I.P. Jeffrey Epstein.
By the way.
He's not dead.
No, I think he killed
I
himself.
Saw him last night at the Comedy Store.
He killed.
He's coming out with a special.
He fucking crushed.
He's doing a 1-hour Netflix.
They gave him the Brody spot. I think Jeffrey Epstein killed himself with Bill Clinton's hands. It's a stage joke, but you're getting it here first.
I think Jeffrey Epstein killed himself with...
We all believe in you.
I'm going to...
Brad's dick. Brad's waterbed's dick.
No, what is another... Yeah, I'll come back to me on that one.
All right, we'll get one by the end. This is fun. We should do a podcast where we try to do jokes and then it just keeps, we keep passing till the end.
Like, we'll get back to it. It's just all premises.
Do you guys think Allie and I should do our own podcast and then have a joint one?
No.
Why?
We should, maybe we should. Maybe like a Patreon thing.
Yeah.
And we'll like do jujitsu and stuff. And
yeah, blurred feet with socks on. You guys don't get that. But you can see my pussy.
I love that you dress like you go to my high school still.
Thanks. You.
You're welcome.
I'm going for
my high school was a thought heavy.
Somebody asked me, I was on mushrooms, and someone asked me, it was Curtis that works at the
Comedy
Store.
I love that you do drugs.
I only do hallucinogens. I'm sober other than hallucinogens.
I only do cold brew and
I do cold brew too, but it blows my asshole out. Let's be real. Mushrooms brings it back. Mushrooms really centers your
asshole.
It fucking tightens your butthole. It's a lot of clenching. No, I was doing mushrooms, and it was not the right amount, and it was not the right time, but someone offered them to me, and I was like, what are you going to do? So I was weeping and feeling sad, and then they go, what do you think your brand is in comedy? And I was like, this is not the right time.
Yeah, bad time.
And I was thinking, my ex-boyfriend used to call me cool motorcycle girlfriend, and I was like, I guess I like cool motorcycle girlfriend. But then, and then someone said that I remind them of lipstick on a cigarette.
Ooh.
That's kind of cool, right?
Kind of, yeah.
I don't smoke, though.
But not like
about
I don't...
lip gloss on a vape pen? I want to hit the younger audience.
Yeah, there we go. I think teens are against vaping now.
Well, I went to a breathwork class. Have you ever...
Oh, yeah. I thought I was going to achieve climax.
We're going
to... No,
listen.
You know what happened? I went on stage right after because it's like a very powerful experience, breathwork. And yeah, because you're laying on the floor with all these strangers and you're just laying there and you close your eyes and you're breathing heavily. And the whole time, I couldn't get into the zone because I kept thinking someone's going to finger
it's
me.
Scary. It is like
I always think
vulnerable.
I'm
going
to get fingered. Every time I close my eyes, I just think like I can't
sleep. Do you guys see that I'm making actual contact?
Not really. I mean, you're on the bone.
Are your lips inside? You have an innie?
I have a... It depends on the weather.
That's so funny. Well, a lip's out. I guess we're going to have rain soon.
Yeah, it's like a groundhog. My pussy's a groundhog. I'm like, is there a shadow?
Mine's like a really good sandwich. Anyway, everyone loves it. I don't like that downstairs people are laughing. I know it has nothing to do with me,
it
hurt.
Has nothing to do with you.
It hurt.
I
You can order me at Carl's Jr., but you're like, it's good. It's like the gourmet one. It's not on the dollar menu.
What is mine like? Mine is like thin cut slices. Ooh. At the deli. It's like deli thin cut because there's kind of like some, maybe a little bit of mold in it that you're like, I think that's good for it.
You've but you undone don't really know. All of the baby voice bones.
I have a little, I have a moldy pussy. My pussy's kind of dirty, but maybe clean. I love when guys are like about to put it in you and they go, you're clean, right? And you're like, well, what are you going to do if I say no at this point?
Yeah, what are we going to
They're like halfway in. They're like, so you're clean? I'm like, who knows?
I want to print out a laminated like test results that you can tell is like old.
Yeah.
And it's been jizzed on. Just like I laminated it. So, you know what I used to do? I used to have Astroglide in my bed. I used
What's
to use
that?
A lot of lube. I don't use lube anymore. I actually can get wet now. It's weird. I actually am good at fucking. I was not good at fucking for a very long time.
I like when it's dry and the whole lips go in.
Oh, when they suck it in. It looks like Jim Curry and. Yeah.
It's like a black hole. Everything just gets sucked in. It's like so uncomfortable and so not hot, but you just like don't want to stop. You're like, I guess we just have to.
We'll start a fire here.
Oh my god, yeah.
Hey girl. We're not supposed to acknowledge people walking by, but I think that's rude. This is the
Me Too
era.
Policy.
We need to tell her she's a nice lady.
Allie
got Me Too'd by me today. It's called hashtag Me Today.
Okay.
I figured you. Do you remember that?
Oh yeah, just now. But I didn't.
She liked it.
Yeah, it was
You're
good.
So go with the flow.
I'm so go with the flow.
You
That's
could
why
really, you could flip your switch and be.
Oh, I could
like,
be crazy. What do you mean? Flip my switch in what way?
You could just change, and people would not know what to do. If you
I know.
All of a sudden started getting like emotional about things.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. On your period, do you get weird?
I get like kind of like it goes through waves. Like 5 days before my period starts, I get really emotional and crazy, but it kind of just varies. Sometimes I'm not crazy. Sometimes I'm really batshit crazy. But then when I'm on like yesterday, I was on a high where I get really happy and I made this like crazy Instagram story that I posted.
I loved it,
like I get really manic.
Ticket?
Yeah.
That was funny.
Like sometimes I'm just like on a good
too,
level.
We can pay them together.
Oh, yeah. One time. Oh, I don't want to talk about that.
Allie was raped.
Let's just gloss over that. It's not a big deal, but I did get a parking ticket that night.
She was raped by the
I was more upset about
city.
The yeah, of West Hollywood. $67 for this.
Oh my god, I can't believe one of my fans killed himself. That's so sad. I laughed, but I don't think it's funny. I need I need every fan that I can get. Guys, I need you to stay with me. Not so much. You're creeps.
Yeah, stay away.
It
but
really is.
Stay.
There's a boundary. It gets to be too much. This guy keeps bringing me presents and showing up at the store.
Yeah,
I'm like,
that's
do
weird.
I have to get you on
I've
the list?
I've gotten a present at the store, but the guy's nice, but it could turn.
It's nice,
and,
but it's like,
but
then
engage,
I'm getting too many DMs.
If I engage anymore, he's very nice right now, but I know if I just made him feel a little bit more close to me that it would just be
it's
too
It's so hard
far.
Because I'm vulnerable when I get off stage, right? I'm on a high. I had a
yeah.
good time. I'm like.
And you always talk to everyone after you get off stage.
Yeah,
I kind of
I'm
just
chatty.
Like keep my head down.
I need
uncomfortable.
To set boundaries because at this weekend
no
I was in Missouri and they didn't have a green room. Well, they had a green room, but it was like way in the
yeah.
back. And I had to eat my food and stuff. And since I did Rogan and people listen to podcasts now, they think
yeah.
they have a one-sided friendship with you. Right?
Yeah,
like, so
yeah.
they know all this
they
weird
think,
shit.
Yeah.
And this guy just kept like, I saw him once the first night. He came back the next night. I'm like, all right, that's weird. Hello. I don't know if he's like trying to be a comic or whatever, which it's like there's nothing more annoying than someone being like, what should I do? Go get on stage.
Yeah,
you're
going to
be humiliated that you did this
yeah.
at some point. If you become a good comic, you're going to be embarrassed. That
yeah,
you
I messaged so many people asking for
like,
advice
LOL.
And stuff.
It's procrastination.
Yeah,
there's
it's
no
just
advice.
Me not wanting to
yeah.
do it and wanting to have them be like, why don't you just do something with me or,
yeah.
you know, something like that. You
or
think that they're going to give you some
something.
Sort of like
yeah.
cheat code.
And there's no
But now
code.
I'm friends with them. And luckily, like, I actually did it and like, you know, did well.
Someone I had a sit down meeting with Anthony Jeselnik when I first started comedy. That's so embarrassing.
The Jess?
He was like, what do you want? I was like, I don't know. My friend just set this up. He's like, well, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm doing a bunch of mics. He's like, yeah, you want to? He's like, if you can do five a night, that's like the best night. I was like, I'm already doing that. He's like, great.
Yeah.
That's and he's like, don't start a show. You're going to make enemies. And I was like, I already started a show. And LOL. Boy, did I have enemies.
Really?
Oh, people were so
I started
mad.
A show and I had no enemies.
I started a show with two other girls. And then
but that's
I had
because I lied
them.
About booking and stuff.
And said that someone else.
I said someone else booked
well, I
it.
I had to lie about this. Or not lie. I had to fire these girls from working because they just weren't working. They were taking up too much stage time. And it was just like. It just didn't work out. They just weren't good at the promoting or anything. So it was just like, all right, I'm just going to do it myself. And then everyone like banned against me with them. And I was yeah. like, but I started the, I do all of it. Who cares? It's not yeah. a big deal. I was like, you guys can still do spots and stuff. But it ended up being a very weird situation that probably wouldn't happen now. Because I don't work with women. I wish I could have pushed you out of frame, but you were too close.
Too big. Too big.
You're too big. You're doing very well. I'm very proud of you.
Thanks, Mom.
I'm so glad I decided
to do the podcast.
I know. Do you like when people are like, this podcast is going to blow up?
No one says that.
Oh, they say it on mine. Good segue. Listen to my podcast. Me inspiration.
Yeah, listen to Annie's podcast.
What do you think is more valuable, the solo episodes or the joint episodes?
For you?
For every.
You're my first. I don't know. I'm only doing guest episodes when I'm out of town. So this will come out next week because I won't be here to record my own episode. So
think
I don't
how
know.
My fans will have killed themselves by this. By
yeah.
the time this comes out.
At the rate of in which your fans
I have
die.
Suicidal fans.
I know. Imagine like how Sandra Bullock or whatever has people who like, you know, kill themselves or like go crazy. That's going to be us one day. Yeah. She had some guy who was like stalking her and then like was at her house and stuff. And then he ended up killing himself when the cops came.
She must have been like a little relieved that he killed himself.
Oh, yeah. You have to be like, I
mean, the stalkers are so scary. I had a weirdo in my building.
People know where people because they like what you were saying about it, how it's one sided.
Oh,
like, I'll be
so
at the comedy
weird.
Store and people will be like Long Beach. And I'm like, it's weird that people just know that.
Yeah, it's very weird. And but then so they I'm say like, things. And then the thing is, like one like hello and hey, like that's fine. But when they stay
yeah.
and they're still standing there and you're like one guy. This guy with this big beard, he was like all ripped at the show in Missouri. He just like kept hanging around. It's like, yeah, obviously you want to fuck me, dude. I'm not going to fuck anyone in the audience ever. That's never happening. Unless you're like, I got to see you have to have a blue check mark. There's going
to
be a lot going on.
I have to be the one who's like, I'm always the dominant bitch in any relash or hookup.
I've been trying to not be because
I know I want to soften up a bit, but
it's just too. Whitney Cummings gave me advice. She told me to read this book. That's literally archaic.
I don't read, so
listen to audiobooks, baby.
I don't, yeah,
my eyes don't work that way. I fall asleep. I'm like, and I try to read, but yeah, I'm trying to be the femme role, and it's so difficult because I'm so impatient.
Well, why? We shouldn't have to.
We're
we can
dominant
do anything.
People.
2019.
I read some of the comments. You told me not to read the comments. I read some of the comments on my Rogan episode, and it actually went well. It was fun. Because some of the things that they're like, why do fucking, they're like, how come all female comedians are like sluts or this or that? And I'm like, first of all, we're comedians for a reason because we go out and we get them, like them dicks.
Well, it's like if I'm not getting attention on stage, I'm going to find a way to get attention.
We're a type of
somewhere
person.
Else. Yeah.
Why are they all, what, like literally, I know girls that aren't like that, that do comedy and you'll never know their names because they're so fucking boring and their comedy blows. I have a joke about
that. Is true. There's plenty of sluts out
if
there.
If you can count the guys you slept with on your hands and you're a girl comic, you
boring.
Suck and you're never going to make it. Sorry. Sorry, you better get to dicking, bitch.
Unless you have like 100 fingers.
Oh yeah, unless you're
like deformed. Yeah.
And then you're definitely gonna make it a comedy. Yeah. We love a good deformity.
Ow, I just hit my tooth on this.
They're so big.
I know.
I like that you got the thing to like highlight your.
Yeah, I'm like.
Teeth. Big teeth are good.
I love my big teeth.
You're gonna make it. You're gonna make it. In this
my
world.
Big chompers. I'm sweating profusely.
I think we should do a Patreon.
We should.
Podcast together. No pressure.
If people like this.
There's no way they're not going to like
this. I know. We're fun.
We're funnier. They like when we do our joint thingies.
Yeah. When we do our Instagram lives together.
Because an Instagram live.
You always request me when I'm like naked in bed ready to go to sleep. And then I have to like put clothes on all mysterious. It's kind of fun. I like it.
Give them what they want, Allie.
I'm sweating.
You're shiny today. What's up?
Is it really shiny? You're so shiny. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I look amazing in the reflection of your cheeks. Well, the apples of your cheeks are literally my face.
Well, I went to the beach and you know you were today? Hating on it. No. When I was wearing my denim in the water. And I talked about it on the last episode, so I won't get too into it. But I got super somber all over, and except for my legs because they were in denim. And
they were gonna say they were so hairy. Jeans.
Yeah, they were pretty hairy too. But yeah, my face got really somber, and my chest, and my back, and my pussy, and my crack. So, well, I just noticed today
I like
that
burning my pussy because it gets it more brown.
Yeah, you know, it's brown. I know people really it's nice and crispy. Brown. Yeah. Yeah, that way when it gets wet, it feels like a little dressing. I had to put Aquaphor on my face before I came here. So I just got lubed up, like Vaseline heavily, because I was peeling.
Did you ever watch Real Sex?
Who?
On HBO.
No.
Did you know that show? This is before your time. So it was
When people say that.
It was.
I know. I love when people say that.
One day, this is what is happening to me is going to happen to you because I was the you.
I know. I don't want it. I'm going to kill myself before that happens.
No, it's fun because then, I mean, honestly, it's hilarious how immature I am that you give me advice.
I know.
You give me fucking actual life advice. I'm like, bye, dad.
Yeah.
Fucking so much older than you.
I know. It's gross. It's just kidding. Though. I love it.
It's fun. I like it. But I don't feel that like you're that kid sister-y. I do have a pride in you, but I think I would be proud of you if you were my age, too. Anytime someone comes
into
the scene and just does fucking...
I need more views on the YouTube.
I don't know. I feel like I'm rolling a little bit today. It's a swimsuit. Do you guys like that?
Yeah.
Are you into that or not? I can't tell what you guys are into. It's so like warm. Did you feel it?
No, not really. So oh my sweaty. God, feel mine. Mine's like hot as shit.
Hey, wait, feel mine while I feel yours. This is gonna get a lot of heat. So warm. If this doesn't get it's used, like
you're radiating
it's
heat.
It's so crazy. I must be ovulating. It's like eggs.
Do you
like,
ever?
Pow, pow, pow.
Do you ever hear some? Do you ever like? I mean, I know
if
that
this doesn't get views, I'm gonna be offended.
It will get views. Do you know how? I mean, you spend most of your time masturbating at home.
I masturbate
but
all day.
Do you ever get a phone call from someone and you're like, stops, then you pick up the phone while you're, but you like slow down. You're like, if it's slow, it's not.
Well, you don't want
like
it to
be itching.
Well, I have a vibrator, so I have to put. It's too loud. I don't want the.
Like if I just do it slowly,
I'm like, I'm
then
shaving
I'm
my pussy. Yeah. Like there's one or two things I'm doing, and they involve my pussy. If it's that sound.
Yeah,
but I've been using two vibrators now. I've upped my vibe game. It's
Jesus.
Crazy. It's so fun. Well, I'm like, it's not good. It's just not enough. So I've been, but so now I would have to have the phone. I'd have to have my earbuds in or whatever.
Do
they're
you know
called.
What's gross about comedy? Pugs. There's so many gross dudes who do stand up, and especially like when I was doing open mics and stuff, and even just like some of the people who work at the store, you're in like close proximity to these dudes, and sometimes I can just smell the dick on them. Like it's fresh,
yeah,
like a
they're
fresh,
balls.
Like
they're
wet,
balls.
Wet but dry dick smell, and I'm like,
all they're doing is touching their dick.
Yeah.
Well, my ex-boyfriend, I used to have to be like, your hands smell like balls.
You know what else is annoying?
You have to wash your hands now.
You know what else is annoying? I always, like, kiss the door guys. Most of them, not Guam or anything, or Isaac Allen,
ones.
But most of them I kiss.
None of the Asian ones.
I got a type, okay? It's a preference, not a race thing. It's just a preference. But, you know, yeah, so I don't kiss them, but I kiss a lot of the other ones, and I'm kind of like a fun little tease, but it's like it's a bit, okay? But some of them take it too far and like really think that I'm like in love with them,
yeah.
And it's hard because I don't... It's fun to just like fuck around at work because it can be so boring, but then I can like tell that they'll just like linger around me, and I'm like, I'm not just gonna like kiss you. There's one in particular.
This is a you problem, and it's so funny. You're like, it's so annoying.
I know, it's so annoying that I like kiss these guys, and then they think I'm just gonna like kiss them.
It's so fun that you are just like throwing out power games, and you don't even mean it.
I know.
Like you have like a trail of people just fucking in love with you.
I know. I kind
it's
of
all
love
your
it.
Fault. It's great. I gotta
That's
flip
all I
it
want
because
in life.
I give my power away too much. Nobody's in love with me. Just kidding. What were you going
to
say?
Did you want to talk about anything
whispering?
In particular?
Wait, you were whispering?
Oh, I was just going to tell you the one person who's, like, currently in love with me.
Oh,
I know, no. I know, I know, I know.
Oh, I know what his face must look like when he lingers, too.
I know.
All, like, hopeful and, like, a little birdie.
Yeah.
Like, Mama, give me a worm. Can I give you my worm? Oh, poor thing. He's a funny kid.
I know.
Oh, no.
Did you want to talk about anything in particular? Do you have any agenda?
I was going to ask you.
I'm like that ad on those, like, don't smoke weed commercials that used to be on, where the girl's just, like, flat Stanley'd in the couch. That's me right now.
Oh, yeah, the weed girl? Couch
girl.
Yeah,
with the flat
face. I used to
say
that on stage. That's why I had to quit smoking weed, because I was couch.
That's what I look like. I look ran over on this couch.
Those are such good ads, because they used to have the one. You remember the one where they ran over the
girl? See, but to me, that looked appealing, because I was watching that commercial, and I literally looked like that girl, and I was like, but I'm not smoking weed, so maybe I should do that.
It is weird when you're like pussy out to the girl's pussy out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're like generating your puss cords.
What are you going to say?
I can't remember.
Wrap it up.
You're the best, by the way. I literally can't wait.
Shout out to Anthony.
Anthony, you're the man. Anthony's cool. He's handsome. He's single, right?
Yeah, he's single.
He's
single.
He's got
guy.
Very pretty eyes. He looks
he's a nice
black,
guy. He's caring.
He's
yeah, he's caring.
He looks
he listens.
Half black, but he's not. You get some fucking points.
He listens. He took me to see Childish Gambino.
Are you?
And
but
we had
do you
good
guys
seats.
Have sexual tension?
No, I think you wanted to fuck me at first a little bit. Yeah. You had a crush. You had a crush.
Oh.
Yeah, but then we established roles.
Am I too old for you?
No, he'd be down.
Oh, my God. He shook in the hot. He went, and then smoke came out.
Anthony's a sweetie.
Anthony's very tall. He's
tall.
He's
he lives
like,
in a very nice house. He lives in a very nice house where we're
his
recording.
Eyes gorgeous.
Haitian.
Not
if you were
Asian,
I would not be doing this
podcast
with you.
I mean, Allie would be like, get
you.
The fuck out of here. I don't work with you. I don't see Asians. Is it because your eyes look like their eyes?
Yeah.
It's too much of an eye match. I went to jiu-jitsu today. Everyone missed you. Nobody talked about you, but I could feel it.
No one cares about me in that class.
It's so fun. They do care about you.
Yeah, I know.
Your guy wasn't there. Allie, listen, when I go to jiu-jitsu, I'm like, I want to make sure it's like not sexual and stuff because I really want to like learn. I want it to be comfortable. I don't want it to be.
No, you make it so sexual. You make it so sexual.
Allie in the thing will be like, do you want to fuck me?
No.
You're
you literally pull my
with
pants
you.
Down.
No, with you, I'm sexual.
With
us
the other
lesbian.
Guys, you're like, oh no, stop, rape. You're like calling people out and like ruining their lives in class. And I think it's really fucked up.
I've gotten so many guys fired for rape. No, Allie didn't come in. The first problem that we were doing, the first sequence we were doing when I came in was you would do a headstand. You would flip over the guy's body. So it's called ass to mouth. It's called north to west or something. And then or north east. What? I don't know. You flip over the guy. Your ass is in his face. Then you flip over and you literally put your pussy in his face. I went because there was a guy stalking me in my building and I was like, didn't want to get raped. And I'm literally putting my vagina into the mouth. That was the move.
Yeah.
You put the
pressure
on
your
pussy.
But once that stalker realizes what it feels like when you're on top of him, he would stop.
He'd be like, I'm good. He's autistic. He wouldn't know. He'd be like, this feels fun. He's like, is this cosplay? He definitely has a sword. We have that in common. But he smashed my window in a car.
Wait, I have to tell you this story. I just started hooking up with this dude recently, and we were at his place, and I was like, do you like salads? Because that's what I talk to guys I like about. And he was like, no, I don't like the texture of salads. Like, I can't eat it. The texture freaks me out.
Like, eat my asshole.
No. And I said, oh, I think you're autistic. Like, genuinely, I was like, you're autistic.
That's a weird thing to be so
sensory.
Because
my friend Chloe has Asperger's, and she can't eat certain foods. I know. And she
that's
can't.
That's so great.
Yeah.
You're so cool.
Yeah, she can't eat certain foods because of the texture. So I was like, I think you're autistic, but he still fucks me, so.
Yeah, they can fuck. They
my pussy. The texture of my pussy is great for autistic people.
I was, it doesn't feel like a salad. It feels more like a
condensed milk.
It's like a nice condensed. It's like, yeah, have you ever gotten milk in a bag?
It's exactly. Like it's like the milk they use it for Thai coffee.
I don't know what the future of my pussy holds. I don't know who's going to be inside it. I don't know how it's going to turn out. Things change.
Yeah. Okay. We have to wrap up. So
wrap it up, kids.
Something I've never said in my life.
Are kids using condoms these days? We never.
I think they are. I'm not. But
listen,
I'm allergic
to them.
My mom's listening, so.
Oh, hi,
I
mom.
Am using condoms.
Is your mom a comedy fan?
She loves comedy. Her Twitter bio says huge fan of comedy. My dad, it has so many errors in the bio. My dad turned me into comedy about 100 years ago. And then she tweeted at Russell Peters because I opened for him a long time ago.
Tweeted
and her picture is the two of us.
And, oh, that's so thirsty.
I know. She tweeted at Russell Peters. She said, in light of Louis C.K. news, I just want to thank you for always treating my daughter Allie with respect.
Wait, can you screen grab that and post it on your Instagram to promote this app?
I'll try and find it, yeah.
That's the funniest.
Okay, we have to get
ever.
Out. Say something, you dumb bitch.
Hey, guys, this has been great. Allie's mom, follow me on Instagram. Hit me up. Don't become too big of a fan. I want you to live a long life. I don't want you to kill yourself. So my fans do that. That's what we learned tonight. Allie, I love you. Come do my podcast next.
Okay, thanks for being on here. Bye.
She acts like she doesn't like me as much as she does.
I like you.
She's doing her thing that she does, but she's into me. And she said that I was her inspiration.
Go home.
This is fake. She also stole. I got this shirt first.
I hate female comics. I'm so over it.
I got
this
shirt first.
My next guest is going to be Santino. He hates.
I thought you said you hate female comics.
Yeah.
He's the best. I've seen it. Bye. It's Ginger.